Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast available, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, all that stuff. Craig's in the house. We'll get to that night owl early stuff later on. Maybe not.
Yeah.
We'll wrap that up.
You're going to make him angry again.
I know.
Oh,
I like him when he's angry. Give him a Snickers.
Like him when he's angry.
So do I.
Correction from the first segment of the show. This comes from a golf professional, so you can't doubt what he says.
How long ago was that?
New clubs do make you a better golfer.
Signed guy working on commission.
Yeah. Right, no, they don't.
But it makes the shots go better, doesn't it? You're not necessarily a better golfer, but if you can hit it a little bit longer.
No, you still have to hit. No, that's not true, because you still have to hit the ball at the club. No, forget it. I'm not going to get into this. You got to swing it better, and most of us don't swing it better.
but I mean, you could use an old club and a new club, hit it exactly the same way, and it's going to be different.
If you hit it the exact same way, but you don't.
Yeah, but the difference between some old wood and now, and you know, even bad clubs now is quite a bit.
See, exactly. Craig, that's the point. A new club will make you better.
Yeah, from 1981.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But assuming you have current technology and you just want more expensive current technology, no, you ain't going to get better.
Well, according to the information I have, new clubs do make you a better golfer.
Absolutely. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
I'm just giving you
a guy trying to sell some clubs.
That's passed along to me by a professional.
Yeah.
How are you going to argue with a professional?
We argue with Cleet.
We do that every day.
Cleet's 12 years been an NFL referee, and we argue with him off the air especially.
You may remember the story about an Indiana man.
We didn't even bring up the Todd rule this time.
No.
Because I've just given up.
You have to.
He knows.
But you're right. It's not just you.
Oh, I
know. Every time the Todd rule shows up, experts and commentators say the same thing about it.
I think everyone in this room is on my side.
Yes.
And I think most people who watch football are on my side.
Yes. You hear it all the time. The stupid Todd rule.
I'm curious. curious why they keep it like that if everybody hates it.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody likes it. Maybe somebody thinks it's perfectly logical.
It's not.
Yeah, they don't seem afraid to change a lot of other things. Drastic changes. If they're going to go with this
drastic
onside
change.
Kick right, thing, right. That's a pretty drastic change.
Call Cleet back up. Get him up here. Tell him.
Why'd he leave? That two job having.
Because the longer he stays here, the more chance he gets in trouble.
Okay. Except for that.
Him. Because we are friends, we drag him into that. Just when I asked what we almost bought into. I asked about the Robert Kraft Handy.
Yeah.
You ever been to that? You know where that place is? He goes, no.
Do you know where it is? No.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that makes Cleet not want to come back here.
What's happening in the hallway? Tell him to shut up.
It's Petey.
Oh, it is?
All right. Our door wasn't closed.
Right. Okay.
Our door wasn't closed as well as possible. You may remember the story out of Indiana fairly recently that we mentioned this 46-year-old Mark Anthony Jones. He had a gun just put down the front of his pants.
Right.
And it started to slip. He grabbed the gun, and then the handgun went off.
He probably grabbed the trigger.
As it was beginning to slip.
Shot his ball or dink?
Fired a bullet into his crotch area, quote, just above his penis.
Above his penis.
The bullet then exited his scrotum. I'm unfamiliar with the testicles.
That's right in your scrotum.
Well, yeah. This guy is now unfamiliar with his testicles.
Did it nick a testicle?
Did it blow up?
Blow up a testicle?
It exited his scrotum. They did say that, you know,
by
of
the way,
course it's
that is
accidental.
Never a good term ever, any. It exited his scrotum.
Yeah.
I mean, right. That can never be said in a good reasoning.
Well, yeah, it could.
What? What do you want exiting your... No. I mean, through the scrotum, out through the tap.
Oh. Okay.
Out through the tap, you're right. It feels pretty good.
If it was a tumor or something, you would want it to exit the scrotum.
Well, cut out. So what happened?
Yeah, I just can't think of anything that I would like having...
Exiting your scrotum.
Yeah, shot right out there. The sad news about this is that he was charged with not having a license for his gun.
Oh,
good.
And he shot himself in the junk.
Yeah.
And he shot himself in the junk.
First Amendment.
No. Second.
Whatever. Same thing.
Should be the first.
Yeah. That's right. That's what I meant. Should be the first. I had the right to shoot my nuts off.
All right.
Yeah, well, we have the right to joke about that guy, thanks to the First Amendment.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is he going to be okay?
Who cares?
What Tyler said.
Thank you, Craig, for backing me on that one. Dumbass.
I don't know. If he's in jail, then apparently he's out of the hospital. Yeah, he could be going to jail for a year. We'll see how that works out for him. New Jersey lawmakers have called off a scheduled vote to legalize recreational marijuana.
Why'd they call it off? I didn't even see the story.
Because they didn't have votes. They didn't have the votes for it.
I thought it was it's the lawmakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's still people against it.
Yeah.
Holier than thou group.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read this headline yesterday. I thought it was a vote for the voters.
That's what I thought it was, too.
It's they called off a vote for the voters.
It's the legislature.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
That's the way a lot of states have gone about it lately. Like Vermont, the legislature voted to make recreational marijuana legal. It didn't go to a vote.
Good for them, but I think if it's a vote in some states, it's a better chance of it. Like, legislature here is never...
Oh, no.
Not in Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy who represents 60 cows. That's always... His constituents is 60 cows. His vote would be as much as the guy that represents the city.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it will never happen in this state.
Yeah. Well, I think any red state, it probably won't happen.
It has to be...
If the legislator takes it.
It has to be the people.
Yeah. Now, if it's a blue state, it better change.
Legislature, yeah. Well, Jersey is a blue state now, for sure. I'm surprised they get enough votes.
Now, they're not going to pass the weed there in New Jersey, but they are going to legalize doctor-assisted suicide.
Which I don't have a problem with that either, but yeah, make it equal.
Well, you can't just say yes to everything.
Yeah, you can't get willy-nilly.
No.
You can kill yourself, but you can't get high. Jeez, sports gambling's legal there now. Come on, move on.
Two major health organizations calling for taxes on sugary drinks. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Heart Association cite the effect of too much sugar on obesity and other health problems like heart disease and diabetes.
Diabetes.
They're calling for more beverages like milk and water on kids' menus and in vending machines, and they want to see less soda in hospitals. And they want lawmakers to impose taxes and also restrict advertising for sugary drinks as well. There's your First Amendment. I can advertise my sugary drink all I want. You can't keep me from advertising my sugary drink.
Well, whose call is it to say, you remember, you couldn't advertise hard liquor for a long time?
No one's call, because in order to keep it from being someone's call, the alcohol industry policed themselves and said, hey, we'll go ahead and police ourselves. If y'all don't put a law in place here, trust us.
But
they kept it that way for many years,
yeah.
And then little by little started coming back and said, you know, we're going to start advertising again.
Yeah, a lot of money. Cigarettes, they're never going to be able to advertise cigarettes again.
Yeah, that was legislated.
And that's been
was
years.
It not?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, that's been years.
I don't think the cigarette companies volunteered to stop advertising.
No, they did not, no.
The Washington Capitals went to the White House yesterday, most of them,
That's because they live right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just on the tour. It wasn't an official visit. Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah, most of them went. Michael Avenatti got in trouble again.
Yeah, he got busted. He's this trying to extort money from Nike, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and the guy who, Neener, I got one of those emails.
Why?
Yeah, like, I don't think this
happened. What do we say anything about this dude? We don't. I don't care about this guy.
He's a weasel. This guy is a complete weasel.
Shut up. When are we defending this guy?
You
got a weasel in the Oval Office too. By the way, I mean, this is not even a guy. This guy's a gnat.
I know.
We don't care about this guy.
No, we don't.
Federal prosecutors claimed that he had threatened to expose information that would damage Nike's reputation unless he got paid.
Yeah, I'm not really a big fan.
No, I don't really care.
Shortly after he tweeted that he was going to be holding a press conference to disclose a major high school / college basketball scandal perpetrated by Nike, he got busted.
Good.
He tried to extort money from him, right?
Slime ball.
Yeah. Yeah, I could probably call him that. I don't care. God.
He's also facing charges out of California for committing wire fraud and bank fraud. He did post bonds.
You know why? Because the guy that said neener, neener, neener is the kind of guy that blindly defends everybody, and you and I don't do that.
No, because
this guy was
I look at the background of this guy.
I don't care about him, yeah.
And he's a slime ball.
I never cared.
And his co-conspirator, Mark Garagos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, CNN got rid of him. They cut ties with Garagos when they heard this story. And while he is free, Avenatti will only be allowed to travel between New York and California.
Think about that.
Former Stormy lawyer.
I wonder how much money.
No, he can't stop.
Oh, I was just going to say, we're going to limit you to anywhere between New York and well, that's the.
Yeah, he can't stop.
He's got to keep moving. I don't get, you know damn well this happens in all forms of high industry, and we never hear about it because somebody pays somebody off and just goes away.
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody just decided to mark on the guy, right?
Now, it is being said, R. Kelly's team is coming out and saying, hey, this might help us, that Avenatti guy getting busted.
No, nothing to do with him.
Well, originally here's their connection. Avenatti is the guy that came up with the last two tapes of R. Kelly.
So they're looking for a loophole.
And they're looking for a loophole. How did he get those tapes? Chain of command. Are we sure everything's legit?
The tapes, God, I hate these. Yeah. Kelly's a scumbag, too.
Oh, no question. But that is,
I know.
That's how the legalities are working on this one. They're saying that since Avenatti had it, and you can't trust him, tape could have been altered before it got to prosecutors.
Yeah, he edited it in the 14-year-old girl. That's what he did. Shut up.
So... we'll see how that plays out. I just can't do that one.
I think I'm a night owl, actually.
Do you?
No.
I think I am.
I'm an afternoon owl.
I'm a night owl.
I feel the best around 4 o'clock.
Do you?
Maybe 5. Not the best. It's all relative.
Well once then we go that back, would be the best.
Once we go back to work with our odd hours, I never feel normal. Do you?
No.
No. No.
No.
Normal
no.
is relative.
No.
No, never. No,
never. Not with these hours.
Apparently in Chicago, they now have a beer spa for you, so you can go sit in beer.
I'm listening.
You don't should be drinking it. It's your own bath water.
Well, it's 20% beer in the water.
Oh, it's not all beer.
Right.
No, so it'd be watery if you...
They're not based in Big Puss in there.
It's a thermal soak. The water's about 98 degrees in 20% beer.
What's its what kind of claim does it say that beer does to your body?
It makes you feel better.
Really?
Yeah. This has been going on overseas for years, and now it's coming over here, and it's supposed to. I'm not going to say cure what ails you. It's supposed to help you.
You could bathe in an IPA and poop yourself. Nobody know, right?
I don't know.
Same color.
No.
You're thinking of a stout.
No.
Oh, the stout's more like
IPAs
right?
are more yellowish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can pee then.
Sure.
You can pee any beer then, I guess, right?
Yeah. That'd be fine for most beers. I mean, it wouldn't be fine,
no.
But it'd be fine.
But this would be a way to ingest the beer rectally.
Yeah.
You could.
Yep.
Yeah. They say don't.
But Todd's only, he's exit only today, by the way. Todd ran out of the studio about an hour ago.
That's two segments in a row. You made the whole segment. Good job, Todd.
Good job.
Yeah.
Well, actually, if you go back in history, usually I make most segments.
But we're focusing on the current streak.
Yeah.
You broke your current the streak three segments ago. Yeah. Now we're starting a new one.
Do you know how many consecutive segments I went without pooping?
A lot.
Going to the bathroom.
Been a couple years since I did
last. Let's count. Let's concentrate on that.
No, we're starting over. It's a
no,
two.
No, starting over now. It's
two.
Two segments.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.